Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Indeed, time for Being Green, our focus on the environment. And he's returned. Good to see you back. A very good morning to John. Hi. Richards.
Hi, good morning. Yes, great to be back. Great to be back. It's always east, west, home, best. Thanks, Mark. If anybody's wondering where I was in Australia for a lot of that time and in Johannesburg, but we won't talk about Johannesburg. The competing energy forces are lined up in a sort of military display across the world, it seems. Everywhere you go, it's nuclear versus renewables versus natural gas, with coal coming in somewhere down the list, usually with an apology. Sorry about the coal, but we have to use it. Don't worry, I'm not about to lecture you on emissions and climate change and who should think what. Quite frankly, I'm not sure what to think. It's complicated, and the lines are drawn because there's a lot of capital expenditure at stake. Public money, of course. And sadly, we know only too well in this country that the trusting taxpayers' money doesn't all go where it's supposed to. But here are a few interesting media picks that are making the running. First off, in the developed world, in Britain, they are building the second stage of the biggest wind farm on Earth. Or it will be when it's completed. It's the offshore Hornsea 2 wind farm, which will be online in 2022, if everything goes to plan. It's off the coast of Yorkshire in the North Sea, and not just a few kilometres off the coast, it's 100 kilometres off the coast. And the turbines are the biggest yet built. They are enormous. And, of course, super efficient. But you need the wind to blow. And the really interesting development is that the price of renewable energy has come down by nearly half in the past 10 years, when Hornsea 1 was built. Electricity will be priced at £58 per megawatt hour, as against the price of nuclear, to compare it, £93 per megawatt hour for Hinkley Point, the nuclear power station being built in Somerset West, which will not be completed until at least 2024. But before you get too excited, remember most of Britain's electricity is still generated from fossil fuel. In this case, gas. A whopping 42% gas. That's North Sea gas and Russian gas and other gas. And about 20% is nuclear. Renewables account for something like 12% in total, which is quite high, but just 12%. And there are even a few coal-fired plants still running in Old Blighty. The push from the nuclear lobby is unrelenting, and yes, nothing wrong with a good deal of good. There's a good deal of good about nuclear-powered electricity. Except, say the critics, the price, in capital letters. Nuclear is very, very expensive per megawatt hour, comparatively. And it wouldn't surprise you to hear that the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is trying to expand the use of nuclear around the world, has been encouraging Namibia to consider nuclear in its new build. Now, Namibia is interesting because they mine a lot of uranium, supplying about 10% of the world's market, most of which is used in electricity generation. Yet Namibia has no nuclear technology, and they buy about 60% of their electricity from... where? Yeah, no, Mark nods, he knows. Yes, us, or rather Eskom. Well, that's us. So the battle lines are drawn. Renewables, that's hydro, solar and wind, about 10%. Fossil fuels and nuclear, 90%. Somehow I think they have the numbers. But joking aside, if that's possible in the energy debate, here's a really nice development which actually takes into account the communities who consume the product, and it's right here in South Africa. The South African Wind Energy Association, SAWEA, will partner with the Durban University of Technology and the CSIR and a number of others and embark on an educational road trip with the Energy Drive. This is a big, custom-built travelling show, all packed into a big truck, a bright yellow truck, designed to teach rural learners about the benefits and uses of renewable energy technologies, and is expected to engage with over 2,500 rural high school learners located close to wind farms. Energy Drive will go on the road in a few months. Ironically, of course, some of those communities next to wind farms are not on the grid and don't have electricity. Hope that will change. A first of its kind in Africa, the initiative aims to raise awareness of renewable power resources and climate change. And you can find out more from the SAWEA website. That's on www.SAWEA, South African Wind Energy Association, SAWEA.org.za.
Thanks very much to John Richards for this morning's edition of Being Green. And indeed, if you'd like to hear this again, then go to our website and you can listen to the podcast on fmr.co.za. Just click on podcasts and it'll be up in a couple of hours.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. We have one Earth. To save it, you don't need to be a superhero, but you do need to be in the know. Join John Richards on Fine Music Radio for Being Green. From shopping lists, recycling bins, to water and electricity usage, the choices you make will reduce your environmental footprint. Recycle your Superman suit and tune into FMR on Friday mornings at 7:35 a.m. Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd.